Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. In Matthew 5, 3 through 10, we have a total of 8 Beatitudes. The word Beatitude comes from a Latin word meaning blessed or happy. Matthew 5, 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. A.W. Tozer wrote, A fairly accurate description of the human race might be furnished to one unacquainted with it by taking the Beatitudes, turning them wrong side out, and saying, here is the human race. For the exact opposite of the virtues in the Beatitudes are the very qualities which distinguish human life and conduct. End of quote. The word blessed in the Greek means more than merely being happy. It signifies a state of well-being in terms of relationship with God. It signifies the favor of God resting upon a person, resulting in a deep spiritual joy. In the Old Testament, the poor, in a godly sense, were those who were destitute and cried out to God for help in dependence upon Him. Christ here applies it to those who acknowledge they are spiritually destitute and look to God for salvation. This fits the messianic emphasis seen in Isaiah 61:1, which reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Again, Luke 4:17 and 18. This is Christ in the synagogue at Nazareth. It says, verse 17, "And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor,'" etc. To be poor in spirit means to be spiritually honest in recognizing that you are spiritually bankrupt. It is the opposite of being proud in spirit. It humbly acknowledges, I don't have anything to offer God that would make me right with him. It's the opposite of being spiritually sufficient and self-righteous. Luke 18:11 through 14, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The kingdom belongs to the humbled. This is the right place to start, because this is where salvation starts. True saving faith acknowledges, I am spiritually bankrupt. I am dependent upon God. I need a Savior. I can't get into the kingdom by what I have to offer, because I'm spiritually destitute. This is a very humbling reality, and true believers are poor in spirit, having humbled themselves before God as sinners in need of the mercy and grace of God. It is the poor in spirit to whom the kingdom belongs. It is they who will be in the kingdom, not the self-righteous. Poor in spirit is descriptively characteristic of those who have been saved and are therefore headed to the kingdom. Wycliffe Bible Commentary says, quote, "The Beatitudes are not primarily promises to the individual, but a description of him." Ah, that's good. The Beatitudes are not primarily promises to the individual, but a description of him. They do not show a man how to be saved, but describe the characteristics manifested by one who is born again. End of quote. Amen. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.